revealing the secrets of great public speaking. It's the Speak Fearless Podcast with Mark Westbrook.
Great movies are memorable. Casablanca, Jurassic Park, Titanic, Finding Nemo. But what made them so memorable? Great presentations are memorable too, but why? And could it be the same thing? I'm Mark Westbrook from Public Speaking Coach Scotland's Speak Fearless Academy. I'm a leading public speaking coach with top clients like AG Barr and the Brooklady Distillery. I'm also a former professional acting coach and have coached everyone from beginners to Oscar winners and had clients from Bollywood to Hollywood. So I understand what makes a powerful performance. If you want to succeed at presentations and public speaking events, you've come to the right place. In this episode, I'll share with you a secret from the Hollywood Screenwriters Toolkit that will make your presentations memorable. I'd suggest it's precisely the same thing that makes successful movies memorable too. Is it the setting, the performer, or the writing? The truth is that all these elements are essential to creating a great movie and a great presentation. As a professional acting coach turned coach for public speakers, I know the power of helping a performer create an epic performance. And don't be confused by my choice of words. The definition of the word performance, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, includes a public presentation. So that's precisely what your speech next Thursday is, a performance. One important lesson that I learned about performance is that it's only as good as the writing. Even the best actors struggle to make flat, boring plots come to life. That's why they pay the best Hollywood screenwriters the big bucks, the elephant bucks, as they call them. But often in terms of presentations and speeches, the writing gets least attention. Well, no, don't get me wrong. It's true that people spend ages on writing down the content and perhaps editing it and shuffling it. But content gets structured like information to be disseminated, not like the powerful driver of audience emotion that it can be. So what seasoned Hollywood screenwriters know how to ask is, what journey do I want to take my audience on? All great stories take us on a journey. That's one thing that my previous examples, Casablanca, Jurassic Park, etc., have in common. They share powerful journeys. In Pixar's Finding Nemo, we go from the tragedy of Marlin's wife and children being eaten, to the disaster of his surviving child getting kidnapped, fishnapped, to overcoming his need for safety and reuniting with his son. This is quite a journey. Listen. It's a journey from danger, wife and kids killed, to safety, surviving child. From safety, first day at school, to danger, fishnapped by a dentist. Danger, the sharks, to finding new friends with the turtles, safety. From danger, Darla, the dentist's niece, to safety, escape back to the ocean. To danger, trapped in the fishnet, to safety, free and home again. This constant shifting from safety to danger and back again causes the audience to lean in, to care about the characters and feel something for them. One exceptional way to make your speech memorable is to help us, the audience, care about some aspect of your presentation by creating emotion through journey. This movement from danger to safety creates a structure for the story by giving the story a sequence of short events that happen, like the individual parts of your presentation. Of course, there are other types of journey that are well used in storytelling, for instance, from problem to solution, conflict to peace, confusion to order, ignorance to knowledge, dilemma to decision, pain to recovery, or fear to confidence. Each of these choices can be used to ensure that you take your audience on an emotional journey. Let's imagine you are, for instance, a sales director, and you're meeting with a gathering of your sales representatives to share the news that it's been a pretty bleak quarter. I hear you could choose journeys such as fear to confidence, pain to recovery, problem to solution. Each of these will work for moving the sales rep from their current state, fear, pain, or problem, to a new place emotionally, confidence, recovery, solution. And it is this emotional journey which makes the presentation memorable. Now all the sales director needs to do is to use their presentation to plot the individual sequence of events to take the reps from one emotional state to another. And voila, it's memorable. I've learned a lot of lessons about how to make presentations and speeches more effective from working in the film, television, and theatre industry.
This is My Daddy's Podcast.
Thank you, Anna. So if you want to make your presentations memorable, take a tip from the Hollywood screenwriters and pick a journey from somewhere to somewhere to engage your audience emotionally and to take them with you on that journey. Screenwriters, do actually sit down, as you should, before your presentation and ask yourself that very simple question. What is the very simple emotional journey I want to take my audience on? Need to up your presentation game? If you want to make your presentations more memorable, all my public speaking programs include powerful lessons from the Hollywood Screenwriters Toolkit that will improve your presentations, helping you build credibility, trust, and respect as a speaker. Get in touch with me at publicspeakingcoachscotland.com.
You've been listening to the Speak Fearless podcast. Head on over to speakfearless.co.uk now for more tips, training, and advice on public speaking and business presentations.